Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The first baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jim Bridwesser. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Connie Johnson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Connie Johnson. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Klaus. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Zovchin. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Siski. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, George Siski. And now, play ball. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a pop-up towards third. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is called out on strikes. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Goodman moves to second. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Zovchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zovchin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Bridwesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridwesser hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton strikes out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Siski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siski is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a pop-up towards short. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Connie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Goodman bunts towards third. Kennedy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 1 in the game. Klaus hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Goodman moves to second. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Goodman moves to third. Williams moves to second. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 0 for 1 in the game. Zobchin is called out on strikes. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. White hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatton hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Siski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siski is 0 for 1 in the game. Siski bunts towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Pearsall moves to second. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 2 in the game. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Breidweiser fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Jim Breidweiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breidweiser is 0 for 1 in the game. Breidweiser bunts towards the mound. Suski fields it and throws to first for the out. Lawler moves to second. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 1 in the game. Busby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lawler moves to third. Connie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Lawler scores. Busby moves to third. It's 1 to nothing, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 2 in the game. Minoso hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Busby tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2 to nothing, White Sox. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. It's 3 to nothing, White Sox. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 2 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jensen hits a pop-up towards short. Breidweiser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 0 for 2 in the game. Zobchin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Breidweiser fields it and throws to second for the out. Williams moves to third. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 2 in the game. Hatton takes first base on ball 4. White moves to second. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kennedy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Zobchin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 2 in the game. Rivera hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Breidwesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breidwesser is 0 for 1 in the game. Breidwesser takes first base on ball 4. Lawler moves to second. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Busby hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Busby reaches second base with a double. Lawler scores. Breidwesser moves to third. It's 4-0, White Sox. Connie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens pinch hits for George Siski. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 3 in the game. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kel scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Klaus for the out. Goodman moves to second. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Jensen is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mel Parnell now pitching. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fox takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 3 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Kennedy reaches second base with a double. Fox scores. Kell goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, White Sox. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 3 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman misplays the ball. That's an error on Goodman. Kennedy moves to third. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Lawler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Breidwesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breidwesser is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Breidwesser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. Kennedy scores. There goes Rivera trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. That run is unearned. It's 7-0, White Sox. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Walt Dropo now playing first base. George Kell now playing third base. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Zobchin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. White hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-2, White Sox. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Faith Roneberry pinch hits for Mel Parnell. Dixie Howell now pitching. Faith Roneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roneberry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pearsall moves to second. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bride Wesser fields it and throws to second for the out. Pearsall moves to third. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-4 in the game. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bride Wesser fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Brodowski now pitching. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Busby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell bunts towards the mound. Brodowski fields it and throws to first for the out. Busby moves to second. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Minoso hits a pop-up towards first. Zobchin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Zobchin hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Olson now playing left field. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Zobchin scoops it up and throws to first, with Brodowski covering, for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo takes first base on ball four. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 4 in the game. Rivera hits a line drive towards short. Klaus catches it and throws to first to double up Dropo. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Hatton strikes out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Breidweiser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.